American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, June 20th, 2005. This would be Newsreel, your daily report as the woke counterculture defeats the evil of core political tyranny. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my live journal by going to Sean, S-E-A-N's, underscore Kennedy, like the dead guy, dot livejournal.com. And remember, this is a free radio broadcast. And what does that mean? That means that you can actually download it for free. You can distribute it for free, and you can download it for free or listen for free at Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa also covers us. And we got your request for photographs of the studio. And I caught some people trying to take pictures of my studio the other day, and luckily I shot them dead. So we're going to see if we can get the images lifted from their dead, bloody cameras and get him off to Extreme Radio Tampa. You can just talk to Sim about that. As a matter of fact, you can talk to Sim right now because here he is.
Welcome to Monday.
That's right. Sim is very happy about Monday. Monday is just rocking and rolling for Sim. And you are free to distribute these broadcasts any way you see fit, including broadcasting them over shortwave radio, because I have no shortwave radio listeners right now, and I think that shortwave is a medium in which Newsreel needs to get to, don't you think?
That would be cool. That would be really cool.
It would be cool. I would love to get onto shortwave, because it opens up a whole new... I mean, the thought of crazy people with snaggletooth beards hanging out listening to Newsreel, I mean, that's just great. Of course, that's a stereotype. Shortwave
yes.
guys, you know, yeah. a lot of shortwave guys are a little bit scary. Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
There's Norton, a yellow thing.
Yeah, that's right. Norton's asking me if I want to do something. And I said, no, Norton. Who needs virus protection? Anyway, no, I don't want to renew. Fuck off. Let's get into some feedback. Dear Sean, on the 14th of June show, you spoke about how violence is bad. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Good. I'm glad we're all in agreement here. Violence against women also drives me nuts. Violence of any kind does. Recently, in Australia, we had an ad campaign that was violence against women. Australia says no. This got me thinking, why can it just be violence? Australia says no. Granted, violence against women happens more often, but on the one hand, on the other hand, though, supposed equality running rampant, why are the ads only about violence against women? If women wanted to be treated as equal, they shouldn't use a I'm a girl, don't hit me defense. As I said before, violence against anyone is bad, but if some chick is beating up on me or someone else, I will intervene without hesitance. Whether the offender be male or female. Keep up the good work, name withheld. Now, the thing is that you got to look at it this way. Now, there's the notion that men and women are equal and blah, 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 and that's all cool. And there's certain ideas that I believe myself that that's totally the case, i.e. Now, for example, like, say, in the workplace or anything like that. But when it comes down to where the metal meets the meat, you know, where we got people fighting, when it comes to actual physical conflict, women, unfortunately, do not genetically possess a lot of the wherewithal to be as combative as men are. Now, this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. And I've always kind of wondered why there was this big, you know, rush for women to join the army and stuff like that. Because I don't think anybody should join the army, let alone women. But, you know, that's fine. And if they want to, you know, sharpen sticks and kill each other in muddy trenches, that's cool, I guess. But there's certain limitations. For example, I can't have children. I cannot give birth to a baby. Why? Because I do not have the organs in my body to do that, you know. And generally, though, women are superior to men in a lot of different ways. They have better hand-eye coordination, higher pain tolerance, better immune system, longer life expectancy. The list goes on. But, you know, there's this whole thing that equality is everywhere. You know, there's all this equality and stuff like that. And equality doesn't mean that everyone is exactly the same. It just means that everyone is respected and they're treated the same in regards to respect. So when you see violence against women, women are more often, like men are 10 times more likely to be a victim of violence than women are because of the nature of men and all the rest of it. However, men seem to be able to deal with violence better than women do, which is kind of, that's an inflaming statement, but it seems to be the case. Like, I don't know why. Like, men have always been the more violent of the species when you go back to the caves, you know. And generally, however, it's been well recognized that if men were to invade the cave, the women would go absolutely hog wild. And if you look at the infantry units that were all women in the past, they were generally very well feared because these bitches were, like, totally sadistic and completely psycho.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, there's the idea of violence against women, and violence is bad, but, you know, I'd pick your battles. I wouldn't really fight on that one, you know. Like, yeah. If they want to go with that, like, it's not worth your time.
It's not a bad thing to focus on one specific form of violence at a time.
Sure, you know, let's kill all the violence.
Down, right?
Yeah, let's kill all the violence. We'll start with that. How's your mic, Sim?
It's good.
Is it
not
okay?
Bad, yeah.
You're going to have to probably bark up a little bit.
Yeah,
it seems a little quiet.
Nope.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
Next piece of feedback. Hey, Sean, just listen to Monday's show featuring anorexic people. I had a thought. How about we as WOGs do research and find out some of the effects that anorexia / bulimia have on a person? Then try to find these groups online and pose as anorexic people. Then start posting. First, post as a person new to bulimia anorexia who wants to learn the ropes. Next, start posting as an active anorexic person. Finally, start posting as some really bad stuff about the bad effects that are happening to this person, i.e., hi guys, I passed out today and fell down the stairs. Finally, have a person posing as a family member go on the site and post that the person you were posing as died from anorexia bulimia-related causes. I think it would break a lot of people and maybe awaken them to the realities of what they are doing. I don't. No, this was a different letter. Yeah, this
really.
Somebody else saw this.
Very similar.
Yeah,
to another.
It was. Okay. It was. This one was from Nick's. I don't know, but I think it could help these people. And I think that's brilliant. It's yet another good idea. The other one he had was talking about how, you know, he was there and then he would just get sick. But this one here says go all the way and say the guy died.
Okay.
And then have another family member come on and say, no, they're dead now. You know,
they're
gone. But that's a good piece of psyops. Do it. Okay, dear Sean, another piece of feedback here. You asked to have information on the programming of wireless devices for encrypting, and I think I have the answer. Yes, this is relating to like things like phones and whether or not you could run like a standard encryption over cell phones.
Yeah.
Most wireless phones operate on applications on Java. They have an OS just the same as any other device. A smartphone runs on Windows. That's the actual smartphone, not the fact statement thing. A phone that is smart runs on Windows. And Trio runs on a Palm OS. It stands the reason that any device could be loaded with a sound encrypting program that would literally have nothing at all to do with the programming of the phone or how it's broadcast. Rely on the iCCID switch coding within the phone itself for the bulk of it and go after the actual encryption, the sound that's sent and received. Very cool. The limitations, the device's memory. You can make a wireless phone do an incredible amount of things, but from what I know on an everyday basis, I work as a tier 1 tech studying move up the line for biggest carriers in the US, phones are just capable of having private encryption as anything else. Ah! So these guys who are selling privately encrypted cell phones could probably get their entire market taken from them if we just discover how to make our own encryption algorithms and upload them to our cell phones.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that would give the government nowhere to go to get the master keys. Oh, bummer for you. What's the matter? You can't handle 4,000-bit Russian encryption? That's too bad. You can encrypt your documents. You can encrypt your sounds. Just a thought. And that's from Mecha Spider. Very, very cool thought.
Right. Yeah.
Would you think you'd bother with that? Would you encrypt your phone if you knew that you could encrypt your phone?
I don't have that big of secrets at this point.
No biggest secrets.
I've never actually.
Sure, you don't.
Like,
Sam.
I've heard that throughout the years, like encrypting, but I've never felt the need to encrypt anything that I've sent so far.
No, that's true. Well, you haven't.
Nothing's
really
been that secret so far.
Wow, look how quiet you are.
Shh, I'm very quiet.
You're very quiet. I hope that translates. Well, we'll crank up the sound at the end doing post production.
Yeah.
Dear Sean, a few shows you rounded about your dislike of Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter's that really scrawny, tall.
She hates Canada.
She hates Canada. She
really
hates everything. She's just evil.
So much stuff out of her mouth.
I am not a Republican, but I am a conservative, and I find that my views align with their views a lot. I.e., the conservatives versus the Republican. Ann Coulter is very strident in her words, and the point she is a pundit with the agenda to entertain as well as to inform. Similar to you, in her book, she does list sources that are a great number of footnotes in her books. Well, that's great. I know many people don't like what she says, but it doesn't mean she's wrong. She's kind of like you in regard that you say things and what others think may present and then present the data for us. The audience, too, is to sort through and make up their own conclusions. I'm not saying that she's always right or always wrong. I'm not saying the conservatives are always right or wrong. But to make a blanket statement that she or Republicans are evil is uninformed. Well, no, that's true. That's true. To say that all Republicans are evil is uninformed. But if we look at the problems, which are predominantly running the United States right now, like this insane war that's going on, if you look at the environmental issues, if you look at like the major issues in the United States, how many of those issues are related to Republicans. Like, how many Republicans are actually causing these major issues? This isn't a blanket statement. This is basic powers of observation. When you look out and you see that, oh, the majority of the problems out there are being caused by Republicans and Republican mindset, then you're like, okay, well, that's not meaning that all Republicans are evil, but, you know, there's definitely something going on there. Now, when you have someone like Ann Cuce or Kulcher or, you know, Cutlips or whatever the hell her name is, all right, she sits there and she goes off about how Canada is like Honduras and we should be invaded and all the rest of it. I think that that's a little bit more than just what I do. I don't actually go out. I will say that, you know, mud hut religions and things like that. But just to make a blanket statement saying that not only Republicans, which is based upon your political beliefs, but when they say something that you happen to be born 30 feet outside of my country, so you're an idiot. I mean, that's like, wow. And if that's humor, I mean, that's fine. Sure, you know, I mean, there's the comparison could be made between Anne and myself.
Yeah.
You know. And I think we should sort this out the old-fashioned way. You know, I think we should tie me and Ann Colche together at dawn with a leather strap and two sharp sticks, and we'll see who comes out of that on top. That's it. I mean,
that could settle the differences.
We'll settle those differences. I'm all for that. Or maybe Sim. Sim, I put money on Sim. I think Ann.
I don't know.
Sim. I think you could. Battle of the Blondes.
I don't know.
She's got lots of reach.
Yeah.
I'll show you some stuff. You'll be all right. You'll get through there. Dear Sean, you probably got lots of stiff. You probably got a stiffy. You probably got lots of stuff on this already, but I've missed large chunks of most of the shows from the past week.
How do you miss large chunks? He passes out.
He's like, I have memory problems. And the archive hasn't been updated yet. Oh, big dig.
What? That's so, updated every day, you bastard.
So I don't know. First of all, the rat traps. These are those anti-rape devices. The reason I think rat trap anti-rape devices are a bad idea is because they sound like they will cause nasty bleeding. To the rapist, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And on a continent as AIDS ravaged as Africa, having a rapist suddenly start bleeding from the end of his penis is a bad thing. Besides which, I expect the rapist will adapt and overcome within a week. Hell, just in the time it took me to write this, even I was able to think of a way to beat or just get the clamp onto something else and pull it out, so on and so forth.
A stick,
broom handle, whatever.
Test it first.
Yeah, no, test it first. That's just fucking deranged, man. Now, the other notion to that, of course, my response to that is, well, if they're a rapist, they're raping the woman, so she's going to get AIDS anyway. So I will take a chance of not getting AIDS versus a guarantee of getting AIDS. So I'm still for the rat traps. Second of all, killing Anna. It could probably be argued that these individuals who are pro-Anna/Mia are, in fact, delusional. In psychology, there's a phenomenon which groups of delusional individuals will perpetrate and reinforce their delusions within the group, thereby making it difficult for any one of them to get out and come back to the real world. This is very common with healthy people as well, and can be seen in religious groups, gangs, hate groups, and political parties.
Sean and I do it every day.
Every single day. Neither one of us can escape. In cases where they are a danger to themselves or to others require a committal, the groups are often broken up by the members denied contact with each other, so to prevent them from dragging each other back down and neutralizing any progress that is made. So it's about
cultish behavior.
Yeah, it's about splitting them up and getting them away. Sort of like what Tom Cruise's new minder for his girlfriend is all about. You know, they want to make sure that they keep him in constant contact. Now, while committal of pro-Anna/Mia people is impractical and maybe a bit extreme, hindering these groups' ability to perpetrate the delusion may be possible without the internet. Communication may be possible. New sentence. Without the internet, communication and staying connected to large groups of people outside Europe can be difficult. Therefore, if we make the internet an impractical or unattractive means of communicating for these people, they will be less likely to perpetrate the delusion between each other in large groups.
Okay.
I have seen forums and websites fall to spammers and trolls, so theoretically it can be done. And while it may not be saving lives by being an asshole, I think it may get easier for some of these people's friends and family to get through to them. From Jay. Now, this is a very poignant statement.
Like, he's talking about warfare? What is he talking about?
He's talking about hacking these sites and spamming the shit out of them, just making it so their sites go down.
Right.
Now, the thing is that effort, it's very obvious that you're being attacked, and then they feel persecuted. And the problem is you get the spree of mutual suffering there where they feel that persecution draws them more together and draws them tighter.
Yeah.
So you could draw them, but I think that they would find other ways, either through ICQ groups or IRC groups or whatever. They'd probably slip through the cracks. But that is a very valid point. That's a good idea.
You don't possibly.
Think? Possibly.
Yeah.
Sim's not a believer over here.
If you believe that they're not technically adept and they won't just go underground.
Well, generally, I think they're too stupid to be adept. because, you know, I mean, these are people who believe that you know, not eating is good for them. So, you know.
Or they could feel attacked and then turn to the police or whatever and then say, oh, we're being hacked.
We're being into. Oh, I'm sure the cops will be all over that. Yeah, we'll get right over there with the whole, you know. Yeah, we'll be arresting the whole, you know, anti-Mia, Paula, whatever the fuck they're called, crew. I don't really understand that whole thing anyway. Like, the whole I mean, talk about it. Like, you'd have to be seriously fucked up to be in a first world country and decide to starve yourself. Like, wow, what kind of cerebral damage is going on there?
I want to be beautiful.
I want to be beautiful. No, you don't. Why do you want to be beautiful anyway? Fuck beautiful. Be ugly. Be really ugly. That's what I say.
Go for ugly.
Go for fucking ugly. Don't be dirty. Dirty's not ugly. Well, dirty is ugly, but dirty's like unsanitary. I'd say be ugly. You know, if you got like a big nasty scar running across your face, accentuate that shit. You know, seriously.
Make people fear the
scar.
Oh,
yeah. You know, why bother trying to be, you know, all negative about it? I just, you know, run with it. Just give her shit. That's what I say.
Pick at it every day.
Exactly. Yeah, never let it heal. Hey, Sean, I saw the draft avoidance hack of the day, and I wanted to touch it up and post it around coffee shops and places, so I made up a 2-page PDF file. I think some Newsreel listeners would appreciate having this to print out and distribute. Now, I've got the file, and I've forwarded it on to Sim. Eventually, we will have these files all put up, but it won't be for quite a while.
Yeah.
What? Well, eventually, we're going to be redoing the Newsreel site. Eventually, one day, in the distant future, we will be doing that. When that happens, I would like to have a space on there for Photoshop, because there's occasionally we get Photoshops and stuff like that. We did it with What the Hell.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll find a full-time webmaster to keep up the news.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe I could upload. No, I'm not saying you, but, like, eventually when we get the site, maybe there's a way I could upload postings or something. You know, I mean, this is all up there, and we are getting stuff. But, you know, with the people who do send in images, don't. You know, I offload a lot of stuff to Sim. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. I'll just forward this to Sim.
Like, word. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Another email from Sean involving 10 hours of work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm an asshole. That's me right here. Oh, shit. Ranger thinks so, too. He just let out a big roar. But anyway, so while I'm at it, I might as well send you a link to the aspartame warning poster I made as well. Now, if you make these posters and stuff like that, it might be an idea to make them available online so that I would just throw them in the Newsreel Journal. But I didn't know how much bandwidth Buddy here could handle because he put it up. But I didn't know how much bandwidth he could handle. So if you could tell me when you send in these links if I'm allowed to put this on the show, because I don't know how many people listen to my show.
It could take down your server.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, I'll put this up. Ooh.
You know, the lights
went out. Power goes out at your house and it's not so good. But that was from Clipper. And more beyond that, well, I mean, what a brilliant idea to go around, make PDFs, and put them up in coffee shops.
You can post it in the forums for Newsreel, too, if you want people to take a look.
Ooh, that's
at
smart.
Because then it's instantly out there.
That's right. Yeah, so the forums are a better place to go for that. It'd be better to give me the link so I could announce it in the forums.
That, too, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to put it up in the forums and then send it to me saying, Sean, in the forums I posted this blah, then I'll cover it on the show and go, right, blah. You know, go to the forums and get this shit here, yada, yada, yada. Go forth, my flying monkeys, and destroy. You know, that's generally the idea.
Forum.randmedia.ca.
Forum.randmedia.ca. Into the news. In 9/11 reality news. Now, Mega Program found this in the Washington Times.
Okay.
Okay, this is why it's hot. It's because it was in the Washington Times.
Washington.
Former Bush team member during his first administration is now voicing serious doubts about the collapse of the World Trade Center on 9/11. This is huge that this is mainstream.
Yeah.
Former chief economist of the Department of Labor during President George Walker Bush's first term, Morgan Reynolds, comments that the official story about the collapse of the WTC is quote-unquote bogus, and that it is more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed the Twin Towers adjacent to Building Number 7.
Whoa.
Now, Building Number 7 also fell. A 7-story skyscraper fell for no fucking reason, which no one has been able to answer why Building 7 fell. It fell. Why? We don't know. You better find out, because it's a 7-story sky structure, and if it just kind of fucking fell out of the sky, I'd be worried about other buildings in New York just deciding to fall for no fucking reason.
I guess they're supposed to plant another plane was supposed to hit it or something.
I guess.
And they went, oh, we got all this explosives. We better get rid of it. Boom.
Yeah, I guess so. Meaning that the company that actually, you'll notice that when it fell apart, it blew into 30-foot segments so that there was never any cutting that needed to be done. That's a copyrighted blasting technology, and the company that owned the copyright for that, yeah, was working in those buildings for 6 months prior. Reynolds, who also served as a director for the Criminal Justice Center and the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas, is now professional emeritus at Texas A&M University. He said, if demolition destroyed 3 steel skyscrapers at World Trade Center on 9/11, then the case for an inside job and government attack in America would be compelling. Well, if nothing else, it shows that they lied to us and nothing else fucking matters. Reynolds commented from his Texas A&M office. It is hard, quote, it is hard to exaggerate the importance of a scientific debate over the cause of the collapse of the Twin Towers in Building Number 7. If the official wisdom on the collapse is wrong, as I believe it is, then policy based on such erroneous engineering analysis is not likely to be correct either. The government's collapse theory is highly vulnerable within its own terms. Only professional demolition appears to account for the full range of facts associated with the collapse of the 3 buildings, end quote. Now, That's some pretty heavy shit to be announcing. Now, apparently, since he came out with this article in the Washington Times, he wound up on Coast to Coast, and I heard this guy talking on the air.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of notoriety, and the university guys are like, ah, we're not backing this guy. They're all like, people are running from this dude. You know, but he's still telling the truth. And what a brave man. What an incredibly brave man to stand up and say, whoa, this is fucked. And not only that, but everybody knows it's fucked. You know, and finally, someone's got the nuts to stand up and say, oh, yeah, it's fucked, and be carried in a major paper. See, it's not enough that all of us know that it's wrong and broken. It's you got to have some really rich asshole or somebody with a lot of power go, oh, yeah, yeah, we understand that that's wrong. We understand that, wait a minute, there's no reason for the third building to have fallen. Nobody has given me an explanation for that. There's not even a fucking explanation on the 9/11 analysis report for that. Just what is the official story? Why did Building 7 fall? Fuck the two towers. Why did the third building fall? The two towers fell because buildings ran into them, and then they caught fire and they burned down these steel structures. Right, okay. The Building 7 fell because? Sympathetic pains?
Yeah, sympathy.
Voodoo? Like, how the fuck did it fall, okay? If not, shit, I want to find out what the terrorists used to put a building down with no explosives or fuck all, because, wow, am I going to do some damage to the United
States?
They
thought it.
I swear to God, man. You know, it wasn't the will of Allah, I'll tell you that right now. In victory news, a bit of positive, from Malkath. He sent this in, illustrating a reservoir of concern. Even among the Republicans, the House defied the Bush administration Wednesday by voting to roll back a controversial provision of the USA Patriot Act, at least in theory, enabling terrorism investigators to check out the habits of patrons in libraries and bookstores. This means that, according to the Patriot Act, they're no longer allowed to access book records and libraries. They have repealed that law in the Patriot Act.
So they did have that permission.
Oh, they did have ability. Oh, yeah, that was in the Patriot Act. I mean, the Patriot Act was the George Orwell Act, but now they no longer have that permission. So we are winning this. The Patriot Act is starting to fall very slowly.
Check out books in your library without
worried about problems. You know, being, oh, am I going to wind up on a watch list because I happen to read, you know, Mein Kampf for school, or am I going to wind up on a watch list because I want to do some research for an action book I'm writing or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I have got books in here that would just send me to fucking jail immediately by their watch list standards, but I'm a writer, you see, so I have to have these books for information purposes so that I
reference.
Can write actual accurate books. Because there's nothing fucking worse than writing a book for an action-oriented people who have all this knowledge to start with, and they're like, wow, this guy, I wish he would understand what the fuck he's talking about. First of all, the rifle fires this caliber. The silencers would have to be this size. And that happens.
Yeah.
Trust me. I mean, there's guys out there who are just, you know, war tech Nazis, and they understand that...
They'll rip you apart if you don't do it
right.
Oh,
you don't do your research, man, you get fucking owned. The amendment approved 238 to 137, good numbers here, would scale bank... Would scale sorry back a sweeping provision of the anti-terrorism law section 215 that allowed investigators to obtain a wide range of business records and other tangible things. Although the provision does not specifically mention books, it has come to be known as the library provision because of the librarians and civil liberties advocates' concern that investigators could use it to pry the records of readers across the country infringing on basic freedoms. Quote, every member of Congress and every American understands that we have to do everything we can to protect America from American people from terrorism. That is not the debate, said Republican Bernard Sanders, the amendment's lead opponent. Quote, the debate is whether we can and must do that and protect the constitutional rights that make us free people. That is what Congress voted for today, end quote.
Good.
Now that's, you know, when I, this gives me a lot of faith when you get like Republicans, Democrats finally go, whoa, okay, you know what, this is really fucked here. Now, granted, I agree with a lot of Republican policy. I do. I don't agree because, I mean, Republicans, like it or lump it, I would never say that Republicans are, in fact, evil. It just happens to be the major evils in the galaxy right now happen to be Republican. And I'm sure, you know, don't forget, Hitler was a vegetarian. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So he was.
Back off.
He was.
Yeah, I know.
Hitler was a vegetarian. Fucking big and Nazi. Yeah.
Yeah,
no
that?
One likes it. Yeah, you never hear the hippies talking about that shit, do you? No. But, you know, I mean, you never judge people just because of what their political beliefs are. I believe that how do you get rid of the thought crime? You know, how do you get rid of this whole concept of the thought crime? And right now, thought crimes are everywhere. If you write a story or whatever, there's thought crimes. Thought crimes.
Right.
Go to jail. Thought crimes. I think that people, and this, I'm going to get owned on this one here. People are going to be pissed about this. But you must only be punished for what you do.
Not what you think.
Not what you think. Now, does that mean, well, Sean, by your notion then, that means that people who draw pedophilic art, they haven't done anything wrong. They've drawn a picture, so they can't be persecuted. And unfortunately, yes, I have to concede that. If you're drawing pedophilic art, okay, I'm going to watch you. There's going to be
You're on Sean's watch list.
You make the watch list. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pay attention to that. And as a matter of fact, I'll probably watch who downloads all your pedophilic art, and they all wind up going on a watch list as well, because that is just common fucking sense. Art in the relation to pornography, like we've taken photos of children. No. That's documentation of a crime. That's not porn.
Yep.
Okay. Porn is just sexual acts you may or may not agree with, all done by consenting adults, filmed for your lurid viewing pleasure. Child pornography and kiddie porn, quote unquote, is documentation of a crime, which then becomes evidence. That's the major thing here. So when you have people talk about hate crimes and stuff like that, all those laws, these guys who go out and they're, we should kill this and we should blow this up. In order to be free, they've got to be able to do it. You know, Louis Farrakhan has got to be able to spout his hateful shit into the world in order for the country to be free. And when guys like...
He should be able to say anything he wants, write anything he wants.
He's got to be able to do it.
Think anything he wants.
Think what you like.
Just don't act on it.
Yeah, so what have you done? What did you do? These kids are like, I had bomb-making supplies. Did he make a bomb? No. So he's not
Everyone
doing anything.
Has bomb-making supplies in their house.
No shit. You show me a house that doesn't have bomb-making supplies. Matter of fact, you get a bunch of combat engineers together, and I'm here to tell you that you'd be hard-pressed to find any house without bomb-making supplies, including the paint on the house and the insulation. I mean, you can make a bomb out of fucking anything. Okay? And people are like, don't say that. Well, it's the fucking truth. You can make a bomb out of anything. You make a bomb out of your fucking car. Gasoline is 24 times more explosive than dynamite in a vaporized form. Okay? Propane expands 250 times at a 7-3 ratio when mixed with oxygen. Therefore, one propane canister from a fucking barbecue would make a 500-foot fireball in the right mixtures. So now you're going to talk to me about making fucking...
thought crime!
You know, thought crime! No, we cannot have thought crimes. And the way we avoid the thought crimes is by judging people by their actions, what they have done, versus what they think or what they say. That's how it has to be enforced. This whole fucking, you know, thought crime bullshit is just, you know, garbage. Yes, they pissed me off. Yes, you know, whatever. If you got, you know, somebody there and they're barking their shit and the Scientologist is all up in my face calling me down, la, 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 la. If I punch him, I punched him.
That's right? An act.
That's an act.
Yep.
If he punches me first, then he acted first. And you run into that really bullshit high school scenario where nobody's willing to do anything. You know, it's upsetting. In robotic takeover news. Now, this was sent to me from a Healthy Fire. This is the actual company's website. I did not see this. This is CyberGuard. CyberGuard is one of the first fully robotic security guards you can actually purchase and have use on your premises. This is a Sentry. This is a robotic Sentry you can purchase and use in your business.
Whoa.
Check out CyberGuard. Are you plagued? This is from their site. So I'll go to my CyberGuard salesman mode. Are you plagued by employee theft?
It's a plague.
Are you fucking plagued by employee theft? Do your guards work too many hours and get too little done? Is it getting harder and harder to find qualified guards? Are your budget and headcount constraints giving you nightmares? Relax. Now there's a tool that can help. You need CyberGuard. We think you will agree that it's time to change the old way of doing things to a new way that works. CyberMotion CyberGuard. Copyright. Republic Robotic Security System. Footnote there. CyberMotion CyberGuard Robotic Security System can bring you peace of mind by automating your physical security system. CyberGuard always and automatically shows up for work every day, never calls in sick, never sleeps on the job, and always gets its paperwork in on time. People cannot be expected to maintain peak for performance when engaged in a tedious task for long periods of time. That's just out of control. That's crazy talk. CyberGuard loves tedium and is just as alert at the edge of its shift as it is in the beginning. When you need a reliable firewatch, intrusion detection, real-time asset tracking, and facility management tools, CyberGuard gets the job done right. Now,
what the hell is it?
It looks kind of like it's an industrial robot. It looks like a big industrial robot that has an arm on it. It looks really kind of scary.
It moves around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got wheels and the whole nine yards.
Oh.
Yeah, so it runs around a factory floor, and it monitors tracking and has cameras and all the nine yards. But, of course, when I look at this, I think, wow, I'm stealing that. I would break into the company to steal the CyberGuard.
No kidding. Reprogram.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the robot. Bam. You know? No one ever steals security guards, but fucking, you know, I'm looking at this guard here, and I'm like,
I'll take five of those.
Not only that, but if I'm going to break in and steal stuff, what crime am I committing by tasering out the robotic sentry? I mean, that's like robot killing stuff. That's almost cool.
That's right.
You know, you get the taser out, you make your maser, you run the tasers along the laser line, you're like shocking out the robotic. Danger, alert, citizen, citizen. You know, that's good stuff. You know, so I want to get one of these. If I ever see one of these cyber guards deployed anywhere, we need to steal them.
Just chloroform them, drag them away.
Yeah, chloroform the cyber guard. get some gold dust. Spray some gold dust up for all you Doctor Who fans. That's obscure. I don't know if anyone's going to even get that. The Cybermen from Doctor Who were killed by fine gold dust.
Really?
Yeah, it got and fucked up their circuits, yeah. So we'll have to, yeah, wow, I am such a fucking nerd. Anyway, okay. Pretty bad. Yeah. In race-specific medication news, and this is from Tankion. Tankion. In race-specific medication news, a tiny biotechnology company will seek crucial advisory panel endorsement for BIDL, a heart pill.
Biddle.
A heart pill that could be the first drug approved for a single race. Now, this is
genetic-specific
drug. The Food and Drug Administration panel will consider evidence from Nitromed Incorporated that its pill, a combination of two old generic drugs, improves the life expectancy of African Americans. Now, this is bullshit. Everything about this story says this drug, everything about it is fucking crap. The only racial group included in the company study. So they only studied black people. They're trying to have black-specific drugs. Yeah, I'm like, Nitromed tested the cardiac drug in blacks.
Okay.
Now, I love this where they say test the drug in blacks. I hate calling it in blacks.
I'd love to see the warning label on that.
Yeah.
Do not take if you are not black.
Hey, cracker, lay off. You know, like that's
no
a
white.
No zeros, you know, no polys here. Nitromed tested the cardiac drug in blacks after the FDA rejected BDL for general use. So it's not good for everybody. So now they're just going to give it to black people. So the Federal Drug Administration said,
"Whoa, this
no, this is a bad drug. Oh, no, it's okay for black people, though." The Lexington, Massachusetts firm said the study was warranted because early evidence suggested that African Americans might benefit from the pill.
Might.
But some scientists say it's doubtful that only African Americans will respond to Bidil. And it's not like one group has the bad genes, says Neil Reich, the U.S. San Francisco geneticist. They're pretty well distributed. It's not like the drug has stirred concern outside the world of medicine as well. By approving a drug for one race, quote, you are giving biological reality to a cultural prejudice, and that can be dangerous, end quote, said Gregory Dorr, an expert in the history of medicine at the University of Alabama. That's awesome that a guy from the University of Alabama went, whoa, that's not a good idea. that's awesome. You know, it's great that they got the University of Alabama. It makes me feel good. The last time something was labeled for blacks, it was water coolers and restrooms. I'm like, ooh, shit.
Ooh, step.
Yeah, stick. So, you know, I'm really not into the whole black-specific medicine thing. That's a bad idea.
It's a bad precedent. It is possible to have genetically specific drugs.
Oh, sure. Genetically, people are different.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The thing that scares me, though.
How do you know you're black, then? You have to go get a test?
Well, that's true, because there are people who, like, there's the Chimera syndrome, where people have, like two different genetic codes inside their body. We saw that on CSI. Yeah, it's true. That happened. No, seriously. You know, it's very, very rare, but it happens. And there's people, there was one in the news where this woman tried to get organs donated from her kids, but DNA they didn't match because she had, like, this weird fucked up DNA thing going on. Now, the thing is, too, is that when it comes to the whole concept of eugenics, it is absolutely fucking retarded. Retarded to think that all people are born equal. That is the dumbest concept I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking is not equal to someone with Down syndrome. Okay? The person with Down syndrome may be a much nicer person than Stephen Hawking is.
I don't know the man.
You know? It's everyone. To say that everyone's equal means that everyone is exactly the same. Which is ludicrous. Nobody is exactly the same. If everyone is exactly the same, I could grab some asshole off the street and say, hey, do newsreel. And he'd be like, oh, okay.
I could do that.
And it's a good, you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what would happen. So there is no one equal, but that doesn't mean that anybody's better. It just means that everyone has different strengths and different weaknesses. Now, you cannot deny, when you look at professional sports in the United States, there seems to be a lot of black people in professional sports in the United States.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. It could be argued that perhaps there's, like, certain ethnic groups are more apt to being more physically fit or can use their muscle better or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a geneticist, okay? But I can't help but look and say, wow, there's a lot of black people playing basketball, yeah. You know? And why is that?
And a lot of white people playing hockey.
And a lot of white people playing hockey, you know?
Why
I mean,
is that?
Like, why is that? You know, that's fucked up. Why does that happen? I don't know. You know, probably because, I don't know, do black people like hockey?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a couple of black guys playing hockey.
Oh, yeah, there is. Just like there's white people playing basketball, right?
Well, it's like that one joke in that movie, eh? Well, it takes a while for all of us to take over every major dominant sport, you know?
We'll get to hockey
well,
next.
We'll get to there next. Just hang on. We're just taking out golf right now, and then we'll get on to hockey. We'll kick your ass. Don't you worry. I think it's great. I really do. Again, race means as much to me as eye color. It really does. It's bullshit. Culturally, I'm a huge cultural bigot. Huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Because cultural is defined. It's like
culture is a fucking choice. That's a thought meme, man.
You can change from culture to culture, whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're going to sit there and say, well, why would you be a cultural bigot? Morocco. Thanks. Let's beat women, put them in beehive outfits, and stone them to death. Not cool. Yeah. There's nothing useful there. You know? Where's the useful stuff? Well, you know, in the spiritual practices, la, la, la. Yeah, where's the Moroccan space program?
It keeps everyone in order. And
fuck
and
order. Fuck you. And fuck everything else. Why is it then that America, a country based on freedoms, has now out-scientifically performed every fucking country on the planet, and it's one of the youngest in the world? How is that possible? How is that possible? Well, it's because we are a country founded upon ideals. Not a country founded upon dominator fucking models from, you know, hierarchies of monarchy and oligarchy and every other kind of archy there is running around the planet. I mean, it's ridiculous to believe that cultural models are, you know, well, we should respect other cultures. Well, you know what? I won't go so far as to say fuck other cultures. But I'll look at another culture. Like, for example, a culture I really respect is I respect a lot of shit in Japan. Japanese culture I really respect. Yeah. They got a lot of thought form in China. Lots of stuff in Chinese culture I respect. There's lots of stuff in Indian culture I respect.
There's a lot of bad in all those, too.
There's a lot of bad in all those. Some have more bad than others.
Yep.
Some have more good than others. But why don't we just say, fuck everybody's culture, run all the cultures through the difference engine, take the peak stuff that performs different engines, pros and cons, let the math decide, then we make Uber culture. And we just kind of go forwards with that, because that's going to be the future, I think, you know, generally. I mean, there's a lot of vegetarian stuff that goes on in these countries in the East that if we adopted this over here, we'd get rid of a lot of our pollution problems. You know, yeah. I mean, go figure. In pedophilia spin news. Now, this is said to be from Dead Code. Now, listen to this. This is a great bit of spin here.
Okay.
Plans for a world pedophile register to help tackle people who prey on children look set to move a step closer to a summit in key economic powers. So they're talking about making a world registry for pedophiles.
Sign up now.
G8 National Interior Minister decides in 2003 the database would be set up and is now looking for what is required to make it work technically. So they're trying to make this global pedophile database. It will store images of offenders and victims found on webs and computers. Images will be shared across borders by police forces, making identification of offenders and victims easier.
Okay.
The UK Home Security Charles Clark is chairing Thursday's Sheffield Summit of Interior Ministries for the G8, which is made up of seven of the world's richest nations, plus Russia. He told the BBC Radio's 4 in today's program, the G8 2 years ago commissioned a report on how we could do with this new technology and how we can work together well. Interpol has done the work. There has been very good progress. We have been able to use the technology and take it forward. And the means of tackling this vile organized crime is very positive. Now, that's great. Look at that. They're like, yeah, we've got this huge international list to get rid of pedophiles. Well, what that is what you got to acknowledge. There is a large criminal database that's shared back and forth. So once they get the pedophile one in, they're going to start putting other criminals in there. And pretty soon, everybody
just makes more classifications. Terrorists.
Yeah, terrorists and pedophiles. Because who's gonna side with terrorists? If you don't want a pedophile database, obviously you must be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. So what you want to do is, what I'd rather see is individual countries exact their own death penalty justice system on their own rather than a registry into existence. I think that every country should have its own pedophile punishments. You know what I mean? And I bet you the country that kills them will have a lot less pedophiles. That's my own personal prediction. You know, or at very least, they'd be a lot more scared to get anything done. You know, I mean, It's hard to, you know, if you think pedophilia will kill you, then it's probably going to be a little, definitely going to be a lot more underground.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, in China, how do they deal with that in China? Well, they shoot them.
Yeah.
They shoot them, charge the family for the bullets, you know. And there's certain things about that I don't have a problem with. You're not a big fan of the capital punishment thing.
No, not at all.
No, I am, though. I believe in it. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Yeah. Shoot them dead. Die.
Beg for forgiveness if you're wrong later.
Well, you know, can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. But that's why, well, no, that's a very valid. What if you're wrong? Well, you know, I'm not just like, he's a pedophile.
Play the odds, whatever.
He's a pedophile. Bang, thud. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, you got to make sure.
He's a pedophile. You can shoot him.
You know, whether or not it's a three strikes, you're out policy, or whether it's, you know, like the first trial. He touched me three times. You know, whatever. I think that there's something that has to be done, and these people have to be stopped. And, you know, sex offenders, yeah, may as well start there. May as well. Put them up, line them up against the wall. Well, who'd do it? I'll do it. I'm not busy on Tuesday nights. You can give me a call.
You'll be the Tuesday guy.
Yeah, I'll be the Tuesday guy. Hey, how's it going, Murray? Not too bad. How's the Glock working for you? Good.
Keeping it clean?
Keeping it clean. You know, it's really good, too, because those Glocks, they don't jam much. It should be like, click. Oh, and all the guys shit in his pants. Oh, hang on. Click. Fuck, I'm sorry, guy. Just one sec.
Second.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. I just keep doing that every time he's on trial. I'd be like, click, fuck! You know, this fucking gun. You know, this is amazing. It must be a sign from God that this Glock keeps jamming like this. That guy'd be shitting his pants. He'd be so twitchy by the time he was done, man. Holy crap. In diet news, this is from Thunderspud. You ready for this one here? A European study involving nearly 500,000 adults. That's your data sample. 500,000. 500,000 people.
Big amount.
Showed that those who eat meat more than two portions... Who eat meat more than two portions of bread or processed meat a day. So you eat more than two portions of meat a day. That means you go have like a burger in the morning, a burger in the afternoon.
That's quite a bit.
Or you have a hot dog in the morning or steak at night.
A lot of people do that.
In America? Fuck yeah. But if you eat two portions of bread or processed meat, that's any kind of processed meat. So that's chicken McNuggets. That's your...
Fast food.
If you do that, you increase your risk by a third compared to those who eat very little meat. People who eat fish every other day reduce their risk by nearly a third compared with people who eat fish less than once a week. People who eat poultry regularly are neither an advantage or disadvantage. The European Perspective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition said those who eat red meat or processed meat regularly but with little fiber from vegetables and whole grains increase their risk even more.
So those pure carnivores.
Yeah, these
in trouble.
The guys with the Atkins meat. Dudes eating meat, and more meat. Doctors increasingly believe that 2/3 of bowel cancers could be prevented by changes to diet and lifestyle. Nothing to support that at all, other than every piece of scientific data ever found. The results confirm what they've been saying for some time, but much of the evidence has been circumstantial. No, much of the evidence has been decried by the beef industry.
Yeah.
For the purpose of the study, published in the Journal of the National by the National Cancer Institute, red meat included beef, pork, lamb, and veal. The increased risk of a third for those who eat 160 grams, 5.6 ounces or more of red meat per day compared to those who eat less than 20 grams per week. So red meat is back. It increases by a third. Okay, so you have a 250% chance, more likely chance to get it? Or how does that work there? No, that'd be a 25. That'd be like a 33% chance, higher risk of developing bowel cancer. So you know what?
Yeah.
Lay off the red meat. That's how that works. I mean,
people don't care. People do risky things all the time.
Well, I think it's because it's
like,
accepted.
I'm going to die some way. So
I'm
going to
die
enjoy my meat.
Some way. I may as well die. Well, the nice thing is with this new thing with 2050, maybe you won't die some way. If you choose to die, I'm going to go. I'm not going gently into that good night myself.
Right.
I'll be doing human growth hormones and melatonin and every other life extension technology. Save my ass.
Yep.
You know, you want to download cryogenically freeze me. You betcha. I don't want to die. Fuck that. And it could be argued. I've had people say, Sean, you've got so much media on the web and you've touched so many people, you'll never die.
You live on forever.
I say bullshit. No, the memory of me will live on. me. I want to still be writing books. My memories ain't writing shit.
Physical form here.
Physical form over here. I don't want to get my body in a robotic form. You know, if I wind up with a little box that wanders around with a fan, that's fine. Whatever. Don't care. But I am living in my body. Thank you very much. Even if I've got to upgrade the body to a titanium shell or some shit. No. I want to live. Now. In Mudhut religion news, now this is from Sysbomb. You ready for this one here?
Okay.
Boys from Africa are being murdered as human sacrifices in London churches.
Okay.
In London, England. Holy fuck.
Boys from Africa.
They are brought into the capital by offering and to be offered up in rituals by fundamentalist Christian sects. according to a shocked report by Scotland Yard. The followers believe that powerful spells require the deaths of unblemished male children. Police believe that such boys are trafficked from cities such as Kinshasa, where they are bought for as little as £10.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, $20 per kid.
Yep.
The report, leaked ahead of its publication next month, also cites examples of African children being tortured and killed after being identified as witches by church pastors.
Witches.
Witchcraft. Yes, I've heard of this before. This has been going on for quite some time in London. There's been a bunch of this shit. The 10-month study was commissioned after the death of Victoria Kalimbi, who was starved and beaten to death after they said she was possessed by the devil. The aim of the Met study was to create an open dialogue in African and Asian community in Newham and Hackney. In discussions of African community leaders, officers were told examples of children being murdered because their parents or carers believed them to be possessed by evil spirits. Now, this is classically the kind of shit that just makes me foam at the mouth, where you're killing children because of Mud Hut religion. So, I don't really have much to say about that, but that's what religion gets you. And that's, you know, putting the
that's
fun.
Ridiculous.
That's putting the fun back in fundamentalism.
Yeah.
In human rights news, and this is from Listful, this is a good story. Another win for the Wogs. A German court has upheld the right of Walmart staff in Germany to flirt at work. Now that means that Walmart said, no, you can't flirt with each other, you can't date inside the company. That's what they said. Walmart said that.
Right.
And a bunch of Germans said, fuck you, I'm gonna flirt with whoever I want to, you prick. And they went to court and they won. A spokesman said on Thursday, showing that Germany's restrictive labor laws also have their permissive aspects. Well, not really. They're allowed to talk to the girls. The court rejected parts of Walmart's code of conduct related to employees' love lives, alcohol and drug use, and a requirement for staff to report code violations via so-called ethics hotline, the spokesman said. So dial a fink at Wally World. He could not immediately confirm the grounds which the Wuppertal Employment Court had ordered the clauses to be removed from the German staff, saying the judge's opinion was still in the process of being written. The Financial Times Deutschland said that the court had found the clauses, including one banning any kind of communication that could be interpreted as sexual, end quote, contradicted German labor law in its ruling on the case brought by Walmart's Works Council. So that's very cool. When we have little victories like this, we got to hang on to those because those are really, really hot. I enjoy that kind of shit.
When large corporations are dictating your outside behavior.
Well, not only that, they say you can't have a body piercing. You can't have body... You see that all the time at Starbucks. People are like, oh, no, I can't have my eyebrow ring. Why not? It's jewelry. Is it affecting my job? Can I not make a latte with my eyebrow ring? It fucking makes me insane. You have a tattoo. Cover up that tattoo. Why don't you fucking kiss my ass? Don't tell me to cover up my fucking tattoo. I chose to put that there. That's a piece of body art. That's who I am. Now, I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't have any tattoos. But these motherfuckers who go out there and get tattoos, they got them for a fucking reason. If they want to cover them up, they can cover them up. If they want to show the tattoo, they want to show the tattoo. Well, we don't like the tattoo. Well, too fucking bad for you, shit pump. Leave the guy alone. He's got a tattoo. He's got an eyebrow ring. He's trying to do something over here. Maybe he's searching for himself. Don't fucking stunt other people's culture just because it doesn't have to agree with your corporate culture. You fascist fuck. That's just me, though. Maybe I'm overreacting. But I'm sorry, you know. It's just, oh, fuck, that makes me nuts. And luckily, there's people who are beginning to fight these charges, like the Church of Body Piercing, and they claim it on religious convictions, you know, that there's a body piercing churches, and it's persecution. It's core political fucking tyranny is what it is. And these people, like, and if it's something as pointless as a eyebrow ring, you know, if they can tell you can't have the eyebrow ring, and the eyebrow ring doesn't do anything either way. It's just an eyebrow ring. But for them to tell you can't have it, that's totally allowing these people to have domination in your life. I just fucking hate that shit. Sometimes you gotta eat. Sometimes, you know, you've got to knuckle down and go along with corporate policy unless you don't have another job. But if I had a job like that, I tell you one thing, I'd be looking for another job.
Yeah, I'm not sure why these people would seek out a corporation that wouldn't allow them.
It's the only work they can get.
Yeah.
A lot of these motherfuckers, man, they don't got a choice. They're out there they apply for 50 fucking jobs. Half of nobody's got full-time work. Everybody's working 5 or 6 part-time jobs because nobody wants to pay benefits.
Yeah.
So they're trying to juggle their schedules. They're working. They're running off their ass. I mean, people out there working these jobs, man.
Or why the corporations would hire a person and then tell them to cover it up.
Well, I guess because they didn't want to be discriminatory.
I guess that's old.
I don't know. It's fucked. In VR news, and this is from Isoku, or Isoku, how do you say that? What do you think? Isoku?
Isoku?
Issoku. I'm going to say Isoku.
Yeah.
Dr. David Passage is someone who can never be accused of living in the past. Living in the future, however, is a charge to which he would plead guilty. Passage is a futurist. Do I qualify as a futurist?
No, you talk about the future, so I guess so.
Well, I think with After Now and all, I'd probably be a futurist. Those whose teaching and research involves concepts like virtual reality used used to only talking about science fiction. Okay, wow. Some retard wrote this. But while his methods may seem exotic, his goals are very real. Finding better ways to help people, particularly children, learn. Now, this article is about an Israeli dude. As chairman of the graduate program of education and technology at the School of Education, Bar Ilan University, Pasig's work focuses on using virtual reality and other multimedia for the cause of education. And he may have found a way to make people smarter. Pasig last week unveiled a virtual reality device he says can actually raise a person's IQ. This has been a real breakthrough. This has great breakthrough potential, said Pasig, a wiry man with a wide smile and a knitted kippah, whatever the fuck a kippah
is. I don't know what a kippah is.
I want a knitted kippah. I think they're cool. Who looks younger than his age? Whoever wrote this is just retarded. Yes. Did they get a monkey writing this or what? It addresses cognitive skills that can be addressed in other ways. That can't be addressed in other ways, he told Israeli 21C. So what he's got here is he's developed a... I'm just going to not even bother with the rest of this article because it's fucking...
It's got a virtual reality kind of thing to help kids learn.
He's created programs.
You're all over that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Like VR to augment children through VR. Yeah, fuck yeah, because kids are sponges. And in nuke news, this is from Wyandi, board members of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency approved a deal Thursday that exempts Saudi Arabia from nuclear inspections.
Really?
Yes.
Why
despite despite serious misgivings about the arrangement in an area of heightened proliferation and fears, although the Saudis resisted Western pressures to compromise and allow some form of monitoring, the board of the International Atomic Energy had no choice but to allow it to sign the agreement. So I guess everyone who's a terrorist will just go to Saudi Arabia now
because they got a free pass
because their country's fucked. Okay, Saudi Arabia is. Fucked. Okay, they got religious police there, and they're the anybody who's got religious police, I don't want having the bomb. Religious police are scary, scary, scary. Check that article out. It's absolutely fucking wacko. I don't understand how that works, but I guess it does. And today's daily hack for those of us crossing the border and we're a little bit concerned, how to hide data on an audio cassette. This is a very cool concept. This is what they do is digital information is lossless. You can copy a file from hard disk to floppy CD into a flash disk, and it will still be the same file. But if you use analog media, such as good old tape, you can rely on the opposite. The data you read from the medium will definitely be different from what you wrote on it. Anyway, there are many ways to hide secret information in the sound on an audio tape. I'll explain quite a simple one. All you need to do before you can try is take a tape recorder, connect its microphone port to the headphone line in, line out of your computer,
right,
and the microphone line in port of the computer to the recorder's headphone port.
Yeah.
And it goes on
from
there.
It's old school. Like they had it for Commodore 64. They had it for a lot of old computers.
They did, but it's a very cool way to take like a tape that you buy or you buy a used tape that has all the packaging.
Yeah. Nobody would look for that.
Very cool way to transport data.
Like Dilly Vanilli, and you get that right across the border.
Yeah, you just tape over the thing, peel the tape off, and bang. Yep. Who gives a shit? You've got it all right there. And do you got anything else?
No, it's all cool.
And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This has been a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in a time of crisis. And they are Four Lead, Alan, Druid, Weissimaru, The Great Ghost, Drake, Weblife, Philip, Paradin, Robert, Jesse, Andrew, Michael, End User, Christopher, Noob, Derek, Joseph, Jesse, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Brandon, Jason, Matthew, Mainframe, Peter, Malcolm, Timor, Rosalie, Keith, Matt, Evan, Austin, David, Jonathan, Adam, Richard, Charles, Philip, Jason, Jonathan, Brandon, Host Mojo, Matt, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. New subscribers this month.
Woo-hoo!
The new subscribers who we all love you. We love you. And we love the old subscribers, too. But we love the new ones. Because, you know, whenever you go to the church and you're the first ones there, they always talk to you. Ed, Jennifer, Palmer, Art, Kevin, Michael, Dennis, Matthew, and Jason, thank you so much. And if you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Because, really, every little bit helps. And, again, a special thanks to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the double CD set by Implant called Horseback Riding Through Bass Fields. Very, very cool set, actually. I started listening to this, and then I just threw it all in there. It's a really, really cool album.
Awesome.
And I'm going to leave you now with a song by Combi Christ called Joy to the World. You got anything else?
No. See if you can figure out who's the guy talking in Joy to the World.
Yeah, see if you can figure that one out. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
people, right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here?
If you left.